Where in the Bible will I find the difference between the gift and the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. In Acts 10:45, we read, "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, this gift of the Holy Spirit was the Holy Spirit's power bestowed on the household of Cornelius as a gift. Peter said, as recorded in Acts 11:15-17, in regard to this incident at the house of Cornelius, "And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, even as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?" Now, Peter definitely fixes the baptism of the Holy Spirit that came to the 12 apostles on Pentecost and those at the house of Cornelius as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They were alike in that they were the overwhelming gift of the Spirit that came from heaven itself and not through the laying on of the apostles' hands. You see, other than in these two instances, that is on Pentecost and at the household of Cornelius, miraculous gifts were bestowed by the apostles laying hands on early Christians and imparting to them miraculous gifts, plural. These gifts of the Spirit were the gifts as promised in Acts 2:38 and Hebrews 2:1-4. But when the perfect will of God was revealed, these gifts were to vanish. Paul teaches that charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, that is, miraculous knowledge, it shall vanish away. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Therefore, all these gifts, including the baptism of the Holy Spirit, vanished away when that which is perfect came, and when that which is in part was done away. 1 Corinthians 13:10. The Bible, which is the Word of God, the New Testament, in its completed form, is that which is perfect. And when the last person upon whom an apostle had laid his hands to impart miraculous gifts died, then these miraculous gifts ceased. One other point needs to be made concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the house of Cornelius. Even though Cornelius and his household received an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in like manner as the apostles had on Pentecost, they could not lay hands on others and impart miraculous gifts to them. Only the apostles had that power. The Word of God is complete. Therefore, the gifts of the Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit have ceased.